Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week, as reported from the Indian and other sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The first thing I'm going to read for you are some performances coming up at Duke University. For tickets for all these events that I'm about to read, you can call the university box office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 919-684-4494. And again, this is for all the performances that are coming up at the Duke University. And again, that phone number, I think I read that. That's 919-684-4444. Again, 919-684-4444. There is a performance by Oliver Tukudzi and the Black Spirits coming up Friday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. And tickets are $32 and $26, and it is reserved seating. Bonnie Raitt once compared him to a cross between soul legend Otis Redding and reggae icon Toots Hibbert. Devotees refer to his huge catalog of R&B-inflected Zimbabwean music simply and irreducibly as Tuku music. However you frame him, Oliver speaks to audiences the world over, in Shona, Debele, and English, with his deep, inviting voice and agile guitar playing. A seasoned navigator of the complex Zimbabwean cultural and political scenes, he has become, over a storied four-decade career, quote, one of the great giants of African pop. Now he comes calling with his Black Spirits, who spryly flesh out his hypnotic melodies and percussive rhythms. Again, Oliver Tukudzi and the Black Spirits are going to be playing Friday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater, and tickets are $32 and $26 for reserved seating. Also coming up at the Reynolds Industry Theater on Saturday, January 19th at 8 p.m. is Joyce Yang. It's $30 for general admission seating. At age 19, Korean pianist Joyce Yang won a silver medal at the 2005 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. She then took the United States by storm in a season of engagements with powerhouses, such as the New York Philharmonic, earning raves for her polished, pearly evenness, and that's from the LA Times, and million-volt presence, and that's from the Dallas Morning News. In Yang's first recital at Duke Performances, the jocular daybreak of Beethoven's sonata, The Hunt, fades into the twilight of Chopin's Nocturnes and Bartók's dusky suite Out of Doors. In the second half, Yang explores American piano master Earl Wilde's illustrious transcriptions of songs by Gershwin and Rachmaninoff, whose piano music she handles with expressive shape. Again, Joyce Yang is playing Saturday, January 19th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater, $30 for general admission seating. And finally, Wednesday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. is Savion Glover, Soul Sanctuary, and he's playing at the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $52, $42, and $26 for reserved seating. Almost single-handedly, Savion Glover revived the art of tap dancing with his unorthodox Broadway smash, Bring Into Noise, Bring Into Funk. Before that defining success, he was the star pupil of Sammy Davis Jr. and Gregory Hines, who called Glover possibly the best tap dancer that ever lived. These legends and others preside in spirit over Soleil Sanctuary, Glover's powerful new duet with Marshall Davis Jr. Bare bones and pure, full of rhythmic innovation, is a quote from the New York Times. This is tightly focused on a whirlwind of original and quoted steps. With fury, grace, and awesome athleticism, Glover embodies 150 years of tap. This rich, tumultuous history weighs heavily on his shoulders, but not his feet. At Page Auditorium, tap receives an elusive love letter from its signal genius and most serious advocate. Again, Savion Glover is playing Wednesday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $52, $42, and $26. And again, for more ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 919-684-4444. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on January 17th through January 19th is Tim Meadows. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Tim Meadows is one of the longest-running cast members in the 37-year history of Saturday Night Live. A versatile comedian, Tim Meadows crafted some of the series' most memorable characters during his 10 years on the popular late-night show. Some characters included Leon Phelps, the ladies' man, and Lionel Osborne, host of fictional public affairs show Perspectives, as well as uncanny impressions of O.J. Simpson, Ike Turner, and Sammy Davis Jr. Meadows also played school principal in the hit comedy Mean Girls and recently co-starred with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock in the blockbuster comedy Grown Ups. Born in Highland Park, Michigan, and raised in Detroit, Meadows studied television and radio broadcasting at Wayne State University before performing improvisational comedy at the Soup Kitchen Saloon. In 1985, Meadows relocated to Chicago, where he first joined Improv Olympic and then the legendary comedy troupe Second City. During his 3 years at Second City, he wrote and starred in productions of The Gods Must Be Lazy with Chris Farley, It Was 30 Years Ago Today, and Flag Smoking Permitted in Lobby Only, gaining a loyal following with his sharp comedic talent. In 1991, Meadows achieved the dreams of comics nationwide when producer Lorne Michaels asked him to join SNL as a featured player. Nominated for an Emmy as part of the show's writing team the same month, he later made the transition to cast member status 2 years afterwards. Several years after appearing in a string of films based on Saturday Night Live sketches, including Coneheads and Wayne's World 2, Meadows was offered his own chance at features. The 2000 release of Paramount's The Ladies' Man gave the hero Leon Phelps the opportunity to bring his drinking romantic advisor to the big screen. That same year, he left SNL to join NBC's primetime lineup as a regular cast member on The Michael Richards Show, and in 2002, he joined the cast of the NBC sitcom Leap of Faith. Meadows continues to appear in feature films and is currently in production to reprise his role of Malcolm in the SNL alumni ensemble Grown Ups 2. Meadows also co-starred in the Sony Pictures comedy Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story with John C. Reilly. Other films include Jack and Jill, Benchwarmers, Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, and Aliens in the Attic with Kevin Nealon and Ashley Tisdale. He was a series regular on The Bill Engvall Show and Glory Days on TBS, and is a regular correspondent on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson on CBS and The Colbert Report on Comedy Central. Some of his other television credits include The Office, The New Adventures of Old Christine, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Tim also lends his voice to animated hit comedies The Life and Times of Tim and Bob's Burgers. Again, Tim Meadows is coming to Goodnight's Comedy Club January 17th through the 19th. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. And Goodnight's Comedy Club is located in downtown Raleigh at 861 West Morgan Street. It's time to read you some of the upcoming events for the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org, or you can call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. For the Raleigh Classical Series that is coming up, and that takes place at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. This series begins at 8 p.m., and there is Beethoven's Fourth Symphony that will take place January 25th and 26th, with Mi Ann Chen as the conductor and Lisa De La Salle on the piano. Rossini Overture to the Italian Girl in Algiers, Mozart Piano Concerto No. 9, and Beethoven Symphony No. 4. Also coming up is the Pops performance, and this does take place at the Mimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And this will take place January 18th and the 19th. And it will bring wicked divas to the concert hall with showstoppers from Broadway, opera, and popular music. Along with favorites from the Tony Award-winning musical Wicked, William Henry Curry conducts selections from Gypsy, Ragtime, Titanic, and Carmen in a night of big voices, big personalities, and wicked good vocals. Again, that is going to be January 18th through the 19th at the Mimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The North Carolina Chapel Hill series will take place at Memorial Hall, which is at UNC in Chapel Hill, and that street location is 208 East Cameron Avenue. The Chapel Hill series begins at 8 p.m., and their next series is going to begin Thursday, February 7th, and it is Sibelius' Second Symphony with Grant Llewellyn as the music director and Zuel Bailey on cello. Robert Ward, Jubilation Overture, a Britten Cello Symphony, and Sibelius Symphony No. 2. At the Durham Performing Arts Center, there is still time to see a performance of Jekyll and Hyde. That performance will take place through the 13th. The Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. American Idol star and Tony Award nominee Constantine Morales joins with Grammy Award nominee and R&B superstar Deborah Cox to inject new life into the classic tale of good and evil, Jekyll and Hyde. After four thrilling, chilling years on Broadway and multiple worldwide tours, this dark and dangerous love story from Tony and Grammy Award nominee Frank Wildhorn and Oscar and Grammy winner Leslie Brucassi returns in a stunning new pre-Broadway production directed by Tony nominee Jeff Calhoun and includes all the classic songs, This Is the Moment, A New Life, Someone Like You, that first grabbed audiences by the throat and transformed Jekyll and Hyde into a theatrical phenomenon. There is a content advisory for this performance. It's for mature audiences, and parental discretion is advised. Everyone must have a ticket, regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Also coming up, Willie Nelson and Friends. This will also take place at the Durham Performing Arts Center. This will take place on January 18th. Spend a night in Texas at DPAC as DPAC welcomes back Willie Nelson. An American musical institution, Willie Nelson and Family, returns on January 18th with special guest Lucas Nelson, Willie's son. This will mark Willie's third performance at DPAC, his first two being sellouts. Willie Nelson is one of the greatest artists of our time, a songwriter and performer whose legacy will endure for generations to come. He has worn many hats besides those of a musician. He co-founded Farm Aid in 1985 to give assistance to farmers facing financial woes. Willie has written 7 books. He's acted in such hit movies as Electric Horseman, Honeysuckle Rose, and Blonde Ambition. In his long career, Willie has amassed prestigious honors, including induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Kennedy Center Honors, and the National Agricultural Hall of Fame. On his latest project, a new memoir entitled Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, Willie Nelson muses about his greatest influences and the things that are important to him, and celebrates the family, friends, and colleagues who have blessed his remarkable journey. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age to this performance, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, this will take place January 18th at 8 p.m. at the DPAC. And again, ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. For those who want to plan ahead, also at the DPAC, Whoopi Goldberg is coming on January 25th. And that performance also takes place at 8 p.m. Superstar comedian and Emmy-winning talk show host, multifaceted Whoopi Goldberg will take a break from moderating ABC's The View to make a rare stop at DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, on January 25th. She will perform her stand-up comedy, followed by a question-and-answer session with audience members, moderated by ABC 11's Eyewitness News anchor Tisha Powell. Whoopi Goldberg is among a very elite group of artists who have won the Grammy for Whoopi Goldberg in 1985, the Academy Award for Ghost in 1991, the Golden Globe for The Color Purple in 1985 and for Ghost in 1991, the Emmy as host of AMC's Beyond Tara, The Extraordinary Life of Hattie McDaniel in 2002, and the Tony, producer of Thoroughly Modern Millie in 2002. Whoopi is equally known for her humanitarian efforts on behalf of children, the homeless, human rights, education, substance abuse, and the battle against AIDS, as well as many other causes and charities. Ms. Goldberg is a Goodwill Ambassador to the United Nations. She has been honored with multiple NAACP Image Awards, numerous People's Choice Awards, including a special tribute in 1998, and 5 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards as Favorite Movie Actress, as well as various awards and honors for her many humanitarian efforts. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, Whoopi Goldberg will be at DPAC on January 25th. That performance begins at 8 p.m. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham, and for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Coming up at the A.J. Fletcher Theater on January 18th through February 3rd is Nerds, a new musical comedy. It is a cheeky original musical that celebrates the birth of computer technology and the two pop culture icons that made it possible, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. The show follows the lives of the founding fathers of modern computing as they rise from nerds to billionaires, making a mark on history and defining the golden age of technology as we know it. Nerds will star Diana DeGarmo alongside Broadway favorites Darren Ritchie and Leslie Kritzer. North Carolina Theater is producing this pre-Broadway engagement, a first for the Raleigh arts community. Local audiences will have the unique opportunity to be a part of the creation of a show aiming for a future Broadway run. Again, this performance takes place January 18th through February 3rd at the A.J. Fletcher Theater, and that's located at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And it's time to read you some information and upcoming events from Pinecone. A quick reminder, there is a fundraiser benefiting Pinecone featuring Bloomsbury Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. There will be a reception at 7 p.m. And this will take place at the Raleigh Little Theater located at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are $50 plus any fees set and collected by the ticket provider. You can call Pinecone Box Office for tickets at 919-664-8302. And some information about the band Bloomsbury. Some bands seem to embody the community from which they spring, and Bloomsbury is one such band for Raleigh. Raleigh has long been a hotbed for string band music. As host of one of the largest radio stations in the Southeast prior to World War II, Raleigh's WPTF was a prominent stop on the country music radio circuit, attracting the likes of Charlie Pohl's Swingbillies, the Monroe Brothers, Del Mar Brothers, Blue Sky Boys, J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers, and Johnny Jack the Tennessee Hillbillies with Kitty Wells and Chet Atkins, just to name a few. Raleigh's history of high-quality acoustic roots music runs long and deep. For more than 40 years, Raleigh's own Bloomsbury has continued this long-standing tradition of music-making. With tight vocal blends and a constant swapping of instruments, the group showcases the wide range of folk music prominent in the region, including blues, bluegrass, gospel, old-time fiddle and banjo tunes, and much more. There will be a special pre-concert reception at the Raleigh Little Theater beginning at 7 p.m. with food donated by the Busy Bee Cafe, and there will be a cash bar benefiting the Raleigh Little Theater. Bloomsbury is Wade Hargrove, Mel Williams, Wade Smith, John Crumpler, Rain Raxter, and Karen Linehan. Although veteran musicians, each member enjoys a full-time profession other than music and regularly performs with other bands in the area. Thus, Bloomsbury performances are indeed rare and special occurrences as good friends reunite to share their passion for the music that makes Raleigh so special. Again, the fundraiser benefiting Pinecone, featuring the band Bloomsbury, will be on Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. with that special reception at 7 p.m. at the Raleigh Little Theater. Ticket information at 919-664-8302. Ironing Board Sam will have a performance at the Daniels Auditorium, which is located at the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Eatington Street in Raleigh, and that will take place on Sunday, January 13th at 3 p.m. The doors will open at 2:45, and this performance is free and open to the public, though a free ticket is required. After playing professionally for more than 55 years, Ironing Board Sam has amassed a staggering repertoire of both original and classic blues and R&B songs. A truly gifted and engaging performer currently residing in Chapel Hill, Sam's powerful, soulful voice and remarkable piano prowess remains undiminished. After spending time on the Miami R&B scene in the late 1950s and inventing his button board, a homemade portable keyboard which he mounted to an ironing board that simulated the Hammond B3 organ sound, he made his way to Memphis, where he was dubbed Ironing Board Sam for his unique invention. Relocating to Nashville in the mid-1960s, he became a wildly popular entertainer around the famous Black Entertainment District along Jefferson Street, and he performed regularly on the landmark R&B television show Night Train. Sam spent time in Memphis, Chicago, and Los Angeles in the late 60s and early 70s, where he recorded for several independent labels, including San Phillips Holiday Inn, as well as unissued session for Chess. After releasing such singles as Non-Support and original Funky Bell Bottoms, Sam finally settled in New Orleans in the mid-70s, where he became one of Crescent City's best-loved and most unique musicians. Influenced by artists such as Ray Charles and later New Orleans piano icons James Booker and Professor Longhair, Sam became a favorite on the thriving New Orleans music scene. Again, Ironing Board Sam will be performing Sunday, January 13th at 3 p.m., doors opening at 2:45, at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. It is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Coming up on Friday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater is the Kruger Brothers featuring Appalachian Concerto. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham, and general public tickets are going to be $32 to $34. If you're a Pinecone member, it will be $27 to $29. The Kruger Brothers personify the spirit of exploration and innovation that forms the core of the American musical tradition. Their original music, composed by Jens Kruger, recent Blue Ridge Music Hall of Fame inductee, is crafted around the discerning taste and unique style. The Kruger Brothers will perform the first set on their own. They will be joined the second set by the Contra String Quartet to perform their Appalachian Concerto. Composed by Jens Kruger, the Appalachian Concerto is a work for banjo, bass, guitar, and string quartet. Innovative, challenging, and beautiful, the piece takes the ensemble playing that Kruger brothers are famous for to an entirely new level of musicianship. From the first notes to the last cadence, the piece celebrates Appalachia, the history, the landscape, the culture, in a way that only the Kruger brothers can. They released a studio recording of Appalachian Concerto on CD in 2011, but you can experience a live performance version of this unique composition at this concert. Again, the Kruger brothers featuring Appalachian Concerto will be at the Carolina Theater at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham on Friday, January 18th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $32 to $34 for the general public and $27 and $29 for Pinecone members. Also coming up are Irish music sessions, and that will be Sunday, January 13th, 20th, 27th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tír na n-Óg, located at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tír na n-Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at CREATCONST at bellsouth.net for more information. So Bluegrass Jam, January 14th and 28th, which is on Mondays, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9@hotmail.com. have a few dance things coming up. Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing is going to be every Sunday from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Newcomer lessons begin at 6 p.m. And ballroom is going to be on the first Sundays of every month from 3:45 to 6 p.m. Salsa will be on the second and fourth Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. Admission is $6. If you're a member, guests are $10. For more information, you can call them at 919-494-2300. The Triangle Starduster's Ballroom Dance will be the second Saturdays of the month from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio, located at 4702 Garrett Road in Durham. $7 for the Starduster members and students, and $12 for everyone else. Couples and singles are welcome. And for more information, you can call them at 919-942-7232. Also coming up this week, Saturday, January 12th, there's a fiddle symposium with Brian Berline, Matt Glazer, Emily Schad, Bobby Taylor, Paul F. Wells, and Mark Wilson at the Pleasance Family Assembly Room on the second floor in the Wilson Library of UNC Chapel Hill. In Chapel Hill, you can call them for more information at 919-548-1203. The Durham Ukulele Orchestra, also on Saturday, January 12th, will be at the depot at Hillsborough Station in Hillsborough. And that takes place at 7 o'clock p.m. and Not Dead Yet will perform at 8:45. For more information, you can call them at 919-643-3768. On Wednesday, January 16th, the String Peddlers will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. You can call them at 919-833-8898. Thursday, January 17th, Carolina Lightning will be at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. For more information, you can call 919-401-1979. Also on Thursday, January 17th, Michael McDermott and Angie Duvacott will be at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. For information, 919-821-1120. And finally, on Saturday, January 19th, for those who want to plan a little bit ahead, Carbon Leaf will be at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. And for more information, you can call them at 919-967-9093. And it looks like we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.